Blog Talk Radio. take you back to Central Africa.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, come on, man. Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, come on, man, yo.
Hey, Yahweh, come on, man. a big round of applause, everybody. Come on.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank you all for tuning in to Rep Christ on the Mic Tuesday with the Sounds of the Nations live on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel One Deck. And we just thank God for you all on tonight. We thank the Lord for how he's moving by his Spirit, steady yet moving. We thank God for all of you all that are listening in all over the world. Those of you that are here in the United States, we want to say God bless you. To those in all of Africa from A to Z, God bless you. To those that's in the UK, those that's in Italy, those that's in Switzerland, Afghanistan, Hong Kong, those of you that are in Brazil, Mexico, those that are in China, those that are in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, and Jamaica. All over the world, wherever you tuned in at, through the Twitter, Facebook, wherever you at, we just want to say God bless you on tonight. We just thank God we had a great time this morning, and we're back again this evening with you all tonight. And we just thank God we have that music that you had just heard at the very beginning was a Wazobia gospel mix. And then right after that, you heard Benjamin Dubey. We thank God for him and A Yahweh. We thank God for that great mix and him as well. And tonight you're going to hear some great music from Young Prince, Bevan Simple, D2S, Risen, Afri David, Defari, Moses D, Doc Freeze, Deacon Brown, Action All-Stars, and Apostle, Adora and Bless B. And we thank God we're going to try to get some preaching on tonight as well with Pastor Jamal Bryan. We never did get a chance to hear him last night, and I said that I was going to play some of his clippings on tonight. So I'm not going to say anything else. We just want you to just sit back, enjoy this broadcast. We pray that this broadcast will bless you. We pray that whatever you're receiving from that you want, that you need from the Lord, that you will receive it in Jesus' name. So now starting us off is Apostle. We thank God. We want to say God bless you, Apostle, to you and your family. Here we go with his great music. God bless.
You know what? We serve Almighty God. All the beautiful names belong to you.
Oh, that beautiful name, Adonai. That's why I'm unto me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. Holy faithful. For you're so faithful to me.
Lord, you are so faithful to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are my hope. Faithful is your name.
We thank God for that song right there. That was our brother Apostle, and that was his wife. We thank God for Janet John as well. We just thank the Lord for their life on tonight. Once again, we just thank God for their music. Once again, that was Apostle and his wife, Janet John. And we just say God blessings to you all on tonight. Next, we have Action All-Stars in Riot, and we're going to be right back.
They try to fight it. They need to take heed.
All-Stars, and we thank God for them on tonight, and we just want to say God bless you on tonight, you and your family. I want to make a quick announcement because we have some people that have been leaving messages on top of messages on top of messages, and I'm here to let you all know what I want to say is when I come on radio, I play, you know, what I want to play. I play what other people want to hear. But I have a problem when people come to me and say, can you please play my song? And they're steady begging and begging about me playing the song, and I already have a set program. Don't do that, please. Because if I'm going to play it, I'm going to play it. But I thought maybe I'd just address that tonight live because it's starting to get on my nerves. Don't do that. That's very disrespectful. And then you have a nerve to get an attitude. I don't have to play your stuff. So I'm just saying to those that are complaining, you know who you are listening in right now, don't do that. If I'm going to play your music, I'm going to play it. But if I have a set agenda and I tell you that, respect that. Don't disrespect me and ask me because nobody is sowing or doing nothing in this. Nobody's doing this but me. I'm doing this. So I just wanted to let that be known because somebody almost tried to flip the script. And so now I'm going to have to flip the script right here. So I'm here to just let you know if I'm going to play your music, I do this. This is ministry. I do it because I love it. I do it because God commissioned me to do it. But at the same token, I have a problem when somebody is steady yet leaving me messages back to back, and just bothering me about can you play this, can you play my music, can you play my song, and then have the nerve to get an attitude. Angel on deck, don't have that. Not on this program. Try somebody else. Because matter of fact, I've never asked anybody for a dime. I said about sewing. And when I talk about sewing, I never put a price on it. I said whatever people can sew, if you can want to sew, you want to sew. But if you don't, you don't. Regardless, I still have to do the work of the Lord. But I have a problem when somebody is constantly begging me about playing a song and then have a nerve to get an attitude. So you do it, you do that, then I'm going to have to present it out there to you to say, don't do that. If I'm going to play your music, I'll do it. So I would appreciate it if the messages would stop because I'm going to ignore you and then it's going to come to the point I'm going to block you. Thank you very much. Moving right along. This is only addressed only to those that they know who I'm talking about that's listening in. They know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the regular artists, the regular people that I've been playing, not that. But I'm talking about the people that have been catching attitudes and tripping and going on. I'm not going to have that because I don't have to play anything. So I just wanted to let that be known. All right, now we got a great brother, Once again, that was Action All-Stars. I'm sorry, y'all, I had to do that, but, you know, hey, it seemed like people have a hearing problem, so they're not trying to hear me through the chat, so I had to do it out in the open. But we just thank God for Action All-Stars. Once again, we thank God for them. God bless you all. Right now we're going to Bevan Simple. We thank God for him in the I Won't Go Back remix. We thank God for him. And right after him, we're going to go on to Doc Freeze and Deacon Brown, and then we're going to Moses D, and then we're just going to keep it on going. So we just thank God for you all that are listening in all around the world tonight. God bless you all. Right now, here is Bevan Simple, and I Won't Go Back. And we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
We thank God for that song right there by Bevan Simple Remix. And I won't go back. Bevan, we want to say God bless you, brother. God bless you and your family on tonight. Also, I want to give a shout out to Edmund Tiku. I want to say God bless you. I think I said your last name. We thank God. But once again, Edmund Tiku, God bless you, dear. And also to King ONJ, we thank God for King ONJ there tonight. God bless you too as well, brother. And we just thank God for all of our listeners listening in right now. I had a brother just was on the chat box there in Uganda. He said, are you all right? I heard you getting angry over there. And I told him, I said, I'm good. You know, it's just, you're going to find some strange people, you know, and they seemed like they was not getting it the other way when I was speaking to them. So I thought, since they're listening in, let me just put it plain. And I didn't say no names, but I just put it plain, and they heard me. And they apologized, and apology is accepted. So we just, you know, thank God. I just wanted to just let people know, it's just some stuff you just don't do. You know, somebody play your song, just praise God for that. But if they don't do it, who are you to get an attitude? They don't have to play nothing of yours. So we, you know, I don't know. But we're going to move this thing right along. Right now we got a great brother, Doc Freeze. We thank God for Freeze on tonight. And they calling me Gangsta T over here. We thank God for Doc Freeze on tonight. God bless you, Doc, you and your family as well. We got a song, Dear Lord, we're playing on tonight. And right after that, we're going to hear from Moses D. And then after that, we're going to hear from Deacon Brown. And then we're going to be right back. So here we go with Doc Freeze and Dear Lord. Was it Dear Lord? Yeah, Dear Lord. All right, y'all, we'll be back in a minute.
Sister never had a father figure in the picture. Mama was getting high, running to the freaking drug dealer. Sister was looking for love, but it was always with the wrong dude. Hanging on the street, that's what made me get thug. Fool, it all started 4/20/84. Born in Brooklyn, NYC at 9/54. During my first years, came my first tears. For about 6 years, I had lived in much fear. Every day, pops would come in the house. Say hi to the kids and sock mommy in the mouth. I'm on the couch. Let man dog, what's really going on? Asking my sister, why is daddy always beating on mom? No reply. She don't know why he does it. It happens so much, it seems like daddy loves it. Loves to see his wife and his kids living in fear. Shedding much tears, telling us to shut up. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand. The things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the test is part of your plan. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand. The things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the test is part of your plan. Then one day, mom got tired of all the beatings. Packed up her stuff and said, come on, yo, we're leaving. I'm only 6 years old, I don't know what's the reason. Mommy said divorce, I don't know what's the meaning. She said a better life without none of the beatings. Now life starts to take on a whole new meaning. Life without a daddy figure, man, how you figure? I'm only 12 years old, trying to act like I'm bigger with a beating addiction. I'm trying to drown out the pain. Burning deep inside of me, it feels like acid rain. A year goes by, so then I start to gang bang. Wildin' off the chain, man, just doin' my thing. Six poppin' fins, droppin', man, that was a phrase. That's how it was growing up in my days. You tell me why I had to go through what I went through. See a bit, don't start to play games with your mental. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand the things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the test is part of your plan. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand the things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the test is part of your plan. 3 years go by, so then I go to Job Corps. Wishing for a better life, no struggles no more. Little did I know I take a turn for the worst. Got to stay home, cause priority comes first. Go to JMH to get myself checked out. Doctor said, thank God that you ain't checked out. So now I'm diagnosed with a kidney disease. And my whole life has to get put on freeze. But I'm like, man, please, I'ma do what I do. Stay burning trees, running schemes with the crew. Telling God if you're real, then come and change my life. It to be a miracle to change from wrong to right. And no matter what I did, he held me strong and firm. So I can last till the very end of my turn. Looking back to my past, and now I understand. Since day one, God's always had a plan. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand the things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the sense is part of your plan. Dear Lord, I need a helping hand. Without you in my life, man, I know I can't stand the things in my life that I don't really understand. But I know that the test is part of your plan.
All right, all right. Well, we thank God for that. That was Doc Freeze, Dear Lord. Once again, we want to just say God bless you, brother. I'm telling you, we just thank God for your life on tonight. And you know, definitely God is just great, and he's worthy to be praised. So in saying that, next, we have a great brother who Doc Freeze did introduce me to, which is Moses. I call him Moses D, and we thank God for him. And the Here I Am to Worship remix, I love it. I tell you, it's awesome. Here I Am to Worship, and it is awesome. And right after we hear from him, we're going to go over to Deacon Brown on tonight. And then after that, we're just going to keep it on going, because I want to fit the Word of God, a clipping, a great, powerful clipping from Jamal Bryant, Pastor Jamal Bryant. I'm telling you, it's a message for the now. It blessed me, and it will bless y'all. It is a powerful message. And so I'm trying to get as much as I can in right now. But right now we're going to go to Moses D and Here I Am to Worship, and we'll be right back.
And here I am to worship.
Together, we're all together.
We thank the Lord for that song right there. I'm telling you, it's just an awesome song of our brother Moses there. I'm telling you, God bless you once again, brother, you and your family. We just bless the name of the Lord tonight. Right now we're going over to Deacon Brown. We want to say God bless you, Deacon Brown, to you and your family on tonight. And we got a song here of his, y'all, that we're going to play called Cutting Up. And we'll be right back.
She really want to do that deal. She really want to do that deal. She really want to do that deal. Do that deal.
Deacon Brown, God bless you once again, brother. We thank God for you. Next, we have D2S and Never Let Me Down. God bless you, DTS. We thank God for you on tonight as well. Here we go with D2S and Never Let Me Down.
Never let me down, present help all is around. You all is lifting me, I'm taking me to higher ground. Oh Lord, I'm blessed to have you, living life so sound. Knowing that you're covering me, something like insurance. You all is cheering me, and you give me rest assurance that you're hearing me, and your words the best assurance. Ain't no fear in me, I'm confident you got my back. You never disappoint, so I'll praise you on my track. You are my my shepherd, I am sure I will never lack. Forever trusting you, and don't you have forever banks. You never sleep, keeping watch, Rolex. I'm daily changed by your love, Forex. I love the fact that we in love, soulmates. The magnitude of our love, so great. Can count on you for anything, whenever. I know I'll never fall, cause you're holding me forever. Like a number on a jersey, I'm free from the curses to mercy. Praise you, cause you coming through, you are worthy. Guiding me in all I do, you with me. I built my house on you, other ground is sinking sand. For this some cold crazy, they don't understand that you're the trustworthy God and you got my hand. No need to worry when I'm challenged, cause you got a plan. You've been exhibiting your love from the ancients. Show your grace, son, you show me pure patience. My heart is full of joy knowing you are patient. What more can a human being really ask for? A God so caring, all it's asked for. His people who is sent and sent to die for. You never let me down, so I wrote the track for.
The pillar, you're the strength that I always lean on to. You are the hope, you are the light, you are the staff I lean on. Oh my Jesus, what can I do without you, without you, without you? What can I do without you? Nothing. Oh, I can lean on you.
Wow, that song is powerful. I'm telling you, it's all of our artists tonight. They song's powerful. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And we thank God. We really thank God for these artists on tonight. And next we have Adora. I thank God for my sister. I can't wait to break bread with her and the fam on Thanksgiving. I thank God for her. She's originally from Nigeria, but she's here in the States. And we thank God for Adora here singing Papa. I'm telling you. Well, no, not Papa. We'll play that later. What Manner of Man. That's right. I was going to play Papa because I played that before, but I want y'all to hear What Manner of Man. We thank God for it. We want to just say God bless you, Adora, to you and your family, and I just cannot wait to fellowship with you all for Thanksgiving. So right now, here's Adora and What Manner of Man, and we'll be back. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, keep it locked. Don't go off the links and stuff. Because we got a message. I'm telling y'all got to hear it. I think it's like maybe 10 minutes or so, I think, or 15 minutes. It is powerful. from Pastor Jamal Bryant. I'm telling you, you got to hear it. I was in tears when I heard it. I just could not stop crying and praising God. So right now we have Adora and What Manner of Man, and we'll be back. Deacon Brown, if you're listening in on tonight, we got a brother in Ghana said he enjoyed the way you rap and he wants to do a duet. He wants to, so hey, I connected with him. I'm connecting you with him, and I told him to send you a request and he can leave you a message, brother. Y'all can connect and together. That's awesome. He said he enjoyed you, Deacon Brown. Wow, all the way in Ghana. He said he wanted to do something with you. So we thank God for Africa. I'm telling you, the what God said is coming to pass, that there is a sound there and that this sound was going to be heard with other nations, from other nations, and that we was going to all come together and do something. Something is going to happen. So we just thank God. I'm telling you, this is just too much on the night. It's just powerful when the man of God said, hey, I enjoy the rap, and he enjoyed the ministry of that rap, and he wants to do something. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, we just thank God, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Next, we got up is Bless B. I want to give a shout out, Bless B in the place to be on the MIC. That's one of my old school styles. We thank God for Bless B. I thank God for him. We was chopping it up on the phone early this morning. I'm telling you, he called me up and I had a really great time. And I am really blessed by his music. His videos is on jam, seriously. So we thank God for Bless B, originally from Nigeria, resides there in Malaysia. We want to give Malaysia a shout-out on tonight. So y'all got to listen to this. He got a great song called Dreaming, and it's my life. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. And we'll be right back.
Of the Lord, just a human. So now I know the truth. Well, yeah, I do need in His love and light. He surely He will guide me.
Amen.
Access occupy my mind through the teeth.
Then
my life soon turn around like a movie. Cause the Lord's ways made it so easy. By the end of the song, you could say repeat
for sure.
We go make a deal, cheers to my team.
Ow.
And the theme keeps rolling, call it Fuji. Where I'm from, the boys call it the feed.
Nice job.
You got a hit a whale, tell them keep dreaming. Cause your boys gon' float, yeah, it's creamy. Everywhere I go, yeah, they call me Snuggy. Cause I made it from the bottom right to the top.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call
thank
it
you, Mom.
Yeah, I'm dreaming, yeah. Yes, you're dreaming, yeah.
Yeah.
We gon' quit dreaming. No, 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 no.
Yeah, dreaming for the new, yeah. Hope it's all be real. I don't even feel I'm fit, and I will never disappear. Just wanna make a risk. So listen to me, don't be scared. Cause other people doesn't care. Dreaming every night, too much, too much. Even I don't wanna feel rushed, be rushed. Cause I don't wanna end up so hush, so hush. And my other stuff, home is selfless, don't touch. Get yourself back, your health, great on yourself. Cause you have another dream, you better be in a rush. Now it's just like a baby, doesn't know what's happening. There's something extra, so crazy. Take it serious, don't be lazy. Take a deep breath, lay down. Swim in your dream, let's fly in your space. Screaming, yawning, running, falling. Raise your hands up at the hole where you call it. I'm
dead.
remember mama true like a sweet fragrance. It's the tuning of the love's big entrance. Everything self change with a quick dance. I head for the sky, I got me a clearance. All is victory, no need to play pranks. God is good and that's why I give thanks. His favor got me on a high rank. I'll never know lack, he's my big bang. My eyes on the prize, no need to sit back. My heart thunders, can I get a feedback? Your boy is laced up like a six pack. Allergic to feel, call it resistance. So who much is given, much to give back. Things to be either so away and fast. It's my world, so I speak it in this track. So high in the sky like a G.
It's my world, it's my world, it's my life.
With your knowledge, take me to that spot where I can see them do songs like cut touch. Air jeans, all brand, call it white touch. Never let me fall, don't feel my pus. Bless my label and make my clothes bust. I refuse to lose, so I stay on cause. Loop to you always, got me. And when the enemies come, raise the standard. I'm in your throne, Lord, be my emperor. Cause with you, I'm more than a conqueror. Keep me away from pain and its whole terror. They can't find me, it keeps saying error, error. You leave and you learn it through the path wisdom. I think about it, yes, it's your kingdom. No mumbling, no fumbling, no taking back. It keeps rolling, keeps spinning, just like the dice. I keep rapping, keep singing, keep saying
it's my world, it's my world, it's my life.
Wow, I told y'all, man, this brother, that brother, I'm telling you, we thank God for Blessed B. Y'all got to check out the video. The video is awesome. We just thank God once again. Blessed B, God bless you there in Malaysia. And we just thank God right now. It's like 7:46 a.m. there in Malaysia. So we just thank the Lord. They're like 13 hours ahead of us. But we thank God for them. Right now we're going to Africa. We finna do Pastor Jamal Bryant. I got a couple of more songs, and we're going to go to Pastor Jamal Bryant. Right now we have Afri David there in the UK and a great song called Trying to Be Me. And we'll be right back. God bless you, Afri David. We love you. This is Trying to Be Me.
Uh-huh. It's your boy Afri David. Okay, you ready?
I'm trying to be me and nobody else.
I haven't seen a crazy mess, my heart wandering and not at rest. Why can't I just have my own way? Hear me, Lord, my earnest prayer. Dad wants me to be a preacher, to faith into the heavens picture. Mommy wants a lawyer, so injustice and fear will retire. Friends think I'll be great to fly a plane for India. Rise is best and sane. I'm trying to be me, not a partner or doctor. I'm tired of opinions from peers and unions. I'm a kind of my own, God made me so different. I'm trying to be me and nobody else. But here and there, the message is clear.
through this, through that with my busyness. I wish I could climb the tallest tree, but chance to be nobody but me. I'm trying to be me, not anybody. I'm trying to be me. God made me so unique. He made me to be me. I'm trying to be me. Trying to be me. God made me so unique. He made me to the main. I'm trying to the main. Trying to the main. God made me so unique. He made me to the main. I'm trying to the main. Trying to the main. God made me so unique.
They did you so long, cause you don't belong. But be strong, you gotta prove them wrong. It won't be long, you gotta sing a new song. Try to be you and nobody else. They did you so long, cause you don't belong. But be strong, gotta prove them wrong. It won't be long, you sing a new song. Try to be you and nobody else. Oh, I'm trying to be me, not anybody.
Telling you awesome, ain't it? Trying to be me. He said, God make you unique. Yes, he has made us all unique in our own way. Can't nobody be like you. They can try to be, they can try, but they can't be like you. You got your own flow and your own taste. So we just thank God for that song. Afri David, God bless you, brother. God bless everybody there in the UK on the night. Next, we got a great brother, another great brother. Emma King, Emmanuel King, and I Will Praise. And we're marking it down. We got a couple of more songs before we go into the word on tonight. I Will Praise by Emmanuel King, and we'll be right back.
Mama
Let thy glory be above us. never move. I wanna rest upon your hand, where I will be lifted up. I know when I sing your praise, I will wake your glory up. I will gain my speed again. I believe
I see angels,
yeah,
gathering around me,
yeah,
singing hallelujah to the moon.
I see your glory,
I see your glory shining all around me. Bring them back to me.
All right. I'm telling you, we thank God for that on tonight. My God, I love that song. I love that song. Speak to me, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, we thank God. Well, we come to the part where we're about to hear the word of God, because that's what's going to take us off the air. So we have like 30 minutes left. In this 30 minutes, we're going to listen to the man of God. It's a powerful message. I'm telling y'all, you got to hear it. It is powerful. Pastor Jamal Bryant speaking on He Can't Pull It Back. And we just want to say we just thank God for all of y'all that have listened in thus far. Tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted. We'll be back on again. We just thank God for you all on tonight. Have a blessed night. Always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody loves you too. Taking us off the air, we're going to listen to it 30 minutes. Pastor Jamal Bryant, and He Can't Pull It Back. God bless you all.
Heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel. He stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God by the word of the Lord. I want to reiterate verse number 4. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." But the hand he stretched out towards the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to preach for a little while this morning using as a subject, He Can't Pull It Back. He can't pull it back. Look at the person beside you and tell them he cannot pull it back. Amen. I was in Dallas, Texas on yesterday for a wedding, and while sitting in the wedding, something peculiar occurred that struck my attention that I had never seen before. They had the usual processional. They had melodious singing, the entrance of the bride and the bridal party. They had the exchanging of the vows and then the exchanging of the rings. But then in this wedding ceremony, they had something that I had never seen before that arrested my attention. They reenacted a Jewish custom called the Salt Covenant. And in the Salt Covenant, they in fact gave an understanding of the illustration that they were using salt in their marriage ceremony for a particular reason. The reason is because that salt preserves, is that in no matter what environment it's in, if you put salt on it, it'll be able to stay together, even though the environment might try to make it fall apart. And isn't it a wonderful thing that God is, in fact, a preserver? When we're in an environment that might want to make us fall apart, God has been able to keep us together. The other thing about salt, the officiant said, is that salt helps whatever it's on bring flavor out. And there's something about being a child of God that no matter what environment you're in, people cannot make you sit on your flavor. Your real character, your real anointing, your real personality will still come out. In biblical tradition, you will note that salt is deemed as priceless, that you really cannot put a monetary value on it because it is, in fact, used in biblical record as a form of currency. That's interesting because when we encounter Jesus in the New Testament, he says that we are the salt of the earth. Being consistent with that, then we understand that we are ourselves priceless. And if we are priceless, we cannot be bought. That nobody can, in fact, compromise who we are because we've already been bought with a price. The word salary, by which you get your income, derives from the word salt. And so you have the vernacular expression that somebody is not worth their salt. They're not worth their salt means they are not worth their salary, or they're not worth getting paid. And so I want to ask the McGlynns, if you'll come quickly. In this wedding ceremony, they did something that absolutely threw me off, that I hadn't seen, that I want you to see what happened in this wedding ceremony that happens in the Jewish custom and construct of the wedding ceremony, is that they bring the bride and the groom together. And when they bring the bride and the groom together, they both have a small sack of salt. They ask the bride to open up her packet of salt, ask the groom to open up his packet of salt, and then they ask the groom, pour some of your salt into her bag. This was, in fact, a Jewish custom. And then after he would have done so, they ask the bride, pour some of your salt into his bag. Then they ask them, right after they would have completed that, to shake up their bag. Once they shake up their bag, then the priest has the responsibility in the wedding ceremony to say, can you then separate your salt from her salt? Can you separate your salt from her salt? Because you can no longer separate your salt from her salt. You are now one. You cannot separate the bride from the groom. Thank you so much. God is saying the exact same thing is what it is that happens to all of us. Once the anointing of God comes into our life, people cannot separate you from your anointing. Who you are in God, it doesn't matter whether people like you or do not like you. It is why the New Testament writer said, what shall separate me from the love of God? Shall height nor depth, no, nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. And when you look back over your life and you look at the experiences that you've had that almost tried to separate you from your faith, you had bad relationships, you had a bad job, you've come through a crazy economy, you had a rough childhood, you got insane, demonic co-workers and supervisors, but in spite of the weak that you had, when you woke up on Sunday morning, you said, what shall be able to separate me from God? The problem that the enemy has is that the enemy doesn't know where your relationship with God began. He doesn't know that while you were still in your mother's womb, that God already had his finger of care on your life. That's why it ought to reevaluate your relationship, that it no longer matters to you who likes you and who doesn't like you, who speaks to you and who doesn't speak to you, because whether people come or whether people leave, you still got the love of God on your life. And somebody ought to thank God, watch this, that you made mistakes, but you're still anointed. You fell down, but you're still anointed. You did some things that you shouldn't have done, but you still got the anointing of God on your life. And many of you who had a reason and an opportunity to leave God, but even when you thought about it, you still got up this morning and pressed your way to church. I dare you to just praise God in the enemy's face and say, I'm still here, because nothing can separate me. The problem that the enemy has is that he cannot uproot you, because he does not know where you came from. He doesn't know where you came from. Many people think that you've just arrived in the place of power and anointing that you're in, but they don't know it took a whole lot for you to get to the place where you are now. Can you remember where you were 6 summers ago? Do you know that there was a season where, as great as the day looks on the outside, the last place you would be is in church? But because you've been through some things in your life, you don't need no self-righteous saints judging you, because they got no idea that if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Look at this person beside you and say, don't get it twisted. I done come a long way. If you would have saw me in 2004, if you would have saw me in 98, if you would have saw me in 87, you would be surprised how much glory God has brought out of my life. People
people have no idea what it is that you have come from. And that's what it is that we find in the circumference of our text in 1 Kings. You'll notice that verse number 1, it says, and there was a man of God. Why is that important? It's important because the writer of Kings does not tell us his name. It just says he's a man of God. But it doesn't stop there. Watch what it says in the second clause of verse number 1, 1 Kings chapter 13. It says, and he came out of Judah. Watch me now. Judah, you know, means praise. We don't know his name. Watch this. We don't know where he went before Judah. All we know is when he came out of Judah, he's a man of God. I want to say something to you, is that when you praise God, it doesn't matter what you did before you got here. But when you begin to praise God, it will change what you do when you leave here. So the enemy wants you to do one thing. He wants you to not praise God. Because he knows that when you leave this place, God will reorder your steps and put you in a whole nother direction. I need those of you who need the next 6 months of your life to look better than the first 6 months of the year. I say to give God a praise, to let God know I need you to change my direction. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You may be seated, please. He said, watch this. When I came out of this, you may not know my name, but you'll know praise is what I do. You'll know that I am a praiser. And God says, when you praise God today, I am giving you another reputation. It doesn't matter how many drugs you sold, how long you were in jail, how much you were running the street. But he said, if you come out of a praise, people will know you as a man and as a woman of God. I want some of you right now to rewrite your reputation, that when I praise God, I am a man of God. When I praise God, I am a woman of God. It says in the text that when he came out of Judah, he became known as a man of God. But watch, I'm now in verse number 2, 1 Kings chapter 13. Something crazy happened that I hadn't seen in all of the Holy Written. It says, watch this, that when this man of God showed up at the temple, King Jeroboam was standing, leaning on the altar. Now, this man of God who ought to be operating in the gift of the prophetic, you would think that immediately, Deanna, he would begin prophesying to the man. He should begin prophesying to the king. When this unnamed man of God comes out of Judah, he does not begin prophesying to the man. Watch me. He begins prophesying to the altar. All right, I think I lost some of you here. This is very critical. The man is standing there leaning on the altar, so the man of God should be prophesying to the man. But the man of God does not prophesy to the man. He prophesies to the altar. See, something has happened in this postmodern church where we are now prophesying people to get things. Yes, we're prophesying that people might get things. But when you read 1 Kings, watch it, he does not prophesy to the man. He prophesies to the altar. I began praying when I read this week. Lord, I want you to give me a different dimension of the prophetic, that I do not prophesy to people. Let me prophesy to things. All right, y'all are lost. Let me see if I can help you. I said, Lord, let me drive by the Mercedes dealership and roll down the window and start talking to the Mercedes and say, Mercedes, you gonna belong to members of Empowerment Temple. Y'all are slow here. I start saying, Lord, drive me by new houses. Don't let me speak to the people. Let me speak to the houses and say, houses, members of Empowerment Temple are gonna start living in there. I started driving by the bank. Bank, Lord, release the vaults open so that the money that comes out, let it go to the hands. Hallelujah. Be seated, please. He said, you ain't got to prophesy to people. You can prophesy to things. You remember Jesus said, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, get out of my way. Some of y'all don't have this kind of faith. I want you to get your wallet in your hand, please. Get your wallet in your hand. Lift it up above your head. Watch, as soon as you get your wallet, your purse, your pocketbook, lift it above your of this recession, every bill is going to get paid. None of my utilities are going to get cut off. Everything I need is going to be handled. God, make it happen. If you believe it, I dare to clap your hands. God, I can't hear nobody. Somebody ought to just shout, like goodness and mercy are following me. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He said you can start prophesying to things. And when you start prophesying to things, God said, give me a deadline. He said, I know that you've got faith, but I want you to know that within 24 hours, whatever you've been prophesying about is getting ready to come to pass. And I came to tell somebody, set your clock for 10:40 Monday morning, that whatever it is that you're going through, that by 10:40 tomorrow morning, God has got to give you a sign that what you shouted about in church is getting ready to come to pass. Some of y'all are slow. Let me see if I can help you. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout right now, like whatever you shouting for is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated, please. Be seated. Hallelujah. Be seated. Be seated. For real though, be seated. Hallelujah. Y'all, some of y'all sitting by the wrong neighbor. I dare you to just elbow your neighbor and say, give God 24 hours. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly beyond you can think, dream, or imagine. He's going to give you what eyes haven't seen and what ears haven't heard. Be seated. Hallelujah. He says, in 24 hours, whatever you shouted about is getting ready to happen. And he says, what I'm going to give to you is something that should not have happened for years. But because you had crazy faith, I am now accelerating the clock. That stuff you shouldn't have got till 2012 is going to come to you by Tuesday. See, some of y'all got sitting beside folks who ain't been waiting on God to do anything. But those of you who are anointed to give the devil a nervous breakdown, I want you to shout like you want your promise that whatever God taught. Hallelujah. 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 I feel something getting ready to break. Look at your neighbor and say, you must not be waiting on anything. Because if you've been waiting the way I've been waiting, if you had the year that I had, you would be giving God your best glory. Like this is your year. All right. Be seated, please. Be seated. Here. He prophesies. He prophesies to the altar. And when he prophesies to the altar, watch this. He names what's getting ready to come. Oh, my God. He says, I pronounce what's going to be born on this altar. What you saying, Pastor? I'm saying to you, you've got so much authority that if you ask anything in my name, God, help me. I got to do it for you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be asked to open. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. I dare to tell your neighbor, name it, name it. If there's one thing you need God to do for you before the next 24 hours, I dare hear this. Speak those things that are not as though they already are. Somebody shouted healing. Somebody shouted scholarship. Somebody shouted mortgage. Whatever you name, I dare to act like it's already yours, that God has already given you. He's already given you the desires of your heart. You may be seated, please. I want you just, as a sign of unity, if you will, if you'll just grab your neighbor's hand. We got to get out of here. Would you just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him whatever you need? Oh, my God. Whatever you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. I'll let him know I serve Jehovah Jireh, and he shall supply. All of my needs according. Don't y'all act like that. I said, grab your neighbor by the hand. Tell him whatever you need God to do. It don't match your bank account. It don't match your credit score. But it matches your faith. And if you faith for it. God said, I shall.
Be seated. Hallelujah. Be seated. For real, though, y'all behave. I'm just teaching today. God, I got somebody in here. God, I dare you to open up your mouth like you already see it, like it's already in your hand, like it's already in your possession, like it's already under your feet. Be seated. Be seated. All right. Be seated. Now, I'm getting ready to find out those of y'all who got Prozac faith. You got faith that won't calm down, that don't know how to behave and wait its turn. This is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to get a ghetto pass and fake it till you make it. I want you to act like you already got it. That whatever it is you needed God to do, I want you to praise him like it's already in. Be seated. He prophesied by name. Be seated. He prophesied by name what was going to be born on that altar. And by name, he spoke Josiah. Here it is. Josiah didn't come for another 324 years. But he spoke by name what was getting ready to come. God help me. And I want you to understand that whatever you spoke moments ago, if you had enough courage and you had enough faith to start speaking it by name, God help me. The devil wanted you to be silent. He didn't want you to speak what the desires of your heart were. But because you've been holding on to something so long and you had enough crazy faith to start speaking it by name, God said that which should have happened for years happened in days. And this is what I want you to understand, that when the prophecy began to come to pass, it was not for the man of God. When the prophecy began to come to pass, it was for his child. It was for his children's children. And some of y'all are missing this. God said the greatest miracle, the greatest mantle that's getting ready to happen, the greatest shifting of the Shekinah of glory will not necessarily happen for you, but it'll happen for your children. Now those, y'all ain't helping me today. Those of you who are excited that your children are going to be baptized in the presence of the glory of God, you ought to shout for your children that what you went through, your children, because it will not it will not happen. Hallelujah. It will not happen for you if your mouth remains shut. I got to get out of here. And when the king heard the word, watch what the text says. I'm in verse number 4. When the king heard the word, watch this. The king said, seize him. Mm-hmm. Seize him. Watch this. Means hold him. Seize him. Means subdue him. See, seize him. Means capture him. But when I read the text, the verse before that and the verse after that, I'm looking all around it trying to figure out who the king was talking to. Because there is no scriptural evidence that he's speaking to soldiers or troops. I think that the king followed the unnamed man's word. He says, I'm no longer speaking to people. But the king said, seize him. He said, if this unnamed man could prophesy to inanimate objects, then I can prophesy to virtues. So when he said, seize him, watch it, which means to hold him, to don't release him, stay on him, watch it. This was not a regular man speaking it. It was the king saying it. God, help me. I dare you, if you will, just hold yourself right where you are. Hold yourself, I mean tight, right where you are. God is saying, watch it, seize them, all right? What am you saying, seize them with? Seize them with health. Y'all ain't ready for this. Watch it. That whatever impurities are in their body that does not mirror my glory, I
you believe you got healing, I want you to shout right now for healing.
He says, watch this. Seize them. Hold yourself again. Seize them. Watch this. He's releasing joy. That I am making you allergic to depression. That I'm not going to let life stress you out. You are not going to have an anxiety attack. You are not going to let the issues of life weigh you down. You are not going to commit suicide. He said, I came that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. God help me. I got one more for you. I hope you can handle it. Squeeze yourself real tight. Seize them. Watch this. I want them seized with peace. Oh my gosh, I don't need my neighbor to give me a high five on this one. I want to have a good night's sleep. I don't want to be worried about where the rent money is coming from. I don't want to be overly concerned about who's calling my phone. I don't want to be troubled about bills or what's going on in my family. But he said, I'm giving you a season of uninterrupted peace. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Can I give you one more? The anointing, God, help me. Seize them when they were all in one place on one accord, touching and agreeing. He said, your sons and your daughters shall be able to prophesy. I need you to right now unravel your hand and thank God that the anointing got you, that the anointing of God has seized. I'm almost out of time, but I'm not out of message, so let me hasten on. He said, seize them. And then the king did something that messed me up. The king stretched his hand. He stretched his hand. And read what the text says in 1 Kings. When he put his hand on them, his hand got stuck. He couldn't take his hand off of him. God, I got some stuck up folk in here. But it's maybe about 800 of you who can be honest enough to say, I know the Lord, God help me, has laid his hands on me. And I don't know where you are. This is not for y'all super saved, self-righteous, hypocritical, high cockalorious Christians. I'm talking to those of y'all who've been struggling to stay saved, been struggling to do the right thing, been struggling to try to keep your head up, been struggling to read the word, and you're able to say, Lord, thank you that you couldn't take your hands. Be seated, please. Be seated, please. He stretched out his hand, and the text says he can't pull it back. He stretched forth his hand and it gets stuck. He can't pull it back. I dare you, if you would just lay your hands on the shoulder of the person in front of you and say, oh my God, yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. He said, that ain't your neighbor's hand. That's the hand of God that can't come off of your life. I'm looking for those of y'all who've been perfect, but I'm talking to those of y'all, you've been trying to backslide, you're trying to do the wrong thing, trying to go back to what you used to do, but the hand of God. Hallelujah. I got a few moments left. I want you to squeeze that neighbor's shoulder. Hallelujah. In January, still had his hand on you. Couldn't keep your New Year's resolution for 30 days, but his hand was still on you. Squeeze your neighbor's shoulder if you would. February, when, hallelujah, greater love has no man than this, but you was all in love with somebody else. Crying because you were by yourself, even though I was with you the whole time. He said, my hand was still on you. Thank you, Lord. Somebody squeeze your neighbor's hand again. March,
when you were in transition of seasons, when a part of your life was cold, but the other part of your life was growing, when it felt like you were going through seasons of rain and seasons of sunshine. God said, my hand.
Hallelujah. Said in April, during your season of resurrection, my hand was still on you. God help me, I dare you to just start rubbing the shoulder of the person who you are. He said, everything ain't perfect, but it feels better now. Some days I want to throw in the towel. Some days I want to quit. Some day I'll feel like coming to church, but his hand was still on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In May, his hand is still on you. No matter what it is that you were dealing with, no matter what it is that you were going through, the hand of the Lord was still on you. They wanted to fire you. You were supposed to be evicted. Your house was supposed to be foreclosed. Gas prices went up, but you still had a half tank in the car. His hand was still on you. Here you are at June. I didn't just start tapping your neighbor's shoulder. Hallelujah. You at the halfway mark of the year.
Didn't I tell you I'd never leave you or forsake you? I'm better to you than anybody could ever be. My hand is still on you.
Do you know how many people committed suicide? Do you know how many people are in jail? Do you know how many people are depressed? Do you know how many people are on prescription medication? Hallelujah. But my hand is still on you. I better say this while I'm here. My hand ain't just on you. My hand is on your children. God, somebody ought to be giving God the glory.
My hand is on your house. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. My hand has been on your bank account.
And it can't. He can't pull his. Can't pull his hand off of you. You may be seated.